Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Thank you very much, Chris Villar, with Greg Hargrave. I should say the jubilant Greg Hargrave, the governor, Tom Milliken. Heather Park is here. John Jansen is here. I'm Stoney. Congratulations, you made it to Friday, but...
Not a victory Friday.
It's not a victory Friday.
No.
But we'll say this.
Good morning, though.
Good morning. How are you? Everybody good?
I'm good, yes. And Heather, it's great to see you here this morning.
And on a Friday.
I hope you had an enjoyable day off yesterday.
It was more than enjoyable. It was amazing.
Yes.
It was awesome.
It's the night before that is the most enjoyable.
Yes. It was great.
It's yes.
Well,
yeah, knowing you don't have to get up, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. It's concert Wednesday, day off Thursday, two weeks in a row in this studio.
Oh, that's right, because you got a big one next week. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so we will be... We'll be Stoney-less on Thursday next week.
Yeah, that wasn't even by choice. Jimmy said you're not working.
That's okay.
You can
let
your
hair
down.
Even though you had a haircut, you can let your hair down.
Yeah. Okay,
thank you very much.
Yes. And maybe so the story I think we're going to go with next Thursday is that Stoney is not out because of the concert on Wednesday night. He's out with his henchmen. Looking to collect his money for those that have not ponied up for his CBS bracket.
People were pretty good this year. There's a couple left, but that's about it. There's like four left. That's it.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. How far do I have to travel to collect? Break some legs?
Just one office from the boss.
Really?
Oh. No, he doesn't physically threat.
No.
He wants to...
No, that's my job.
Threaten people publicly by outing them on the air and saying nasty things about them or getting intel about them, about their personal
lives. We've identified one.
Yeah, and there's... one person who owes me, I saw yesterday, he says he's going to give me money today.
Okay.
You know.
I believe the verb is shaming.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay, yes. You will feel shame.
I would love that.
You'll feel shame.
I don't think you've actually ever done it, have
Not
you?
On the air. I've done it. It was funny.
It's one office away.
I know.
Kind of just did.
Oh, yes, that's true.
From getting an award to you feel shame. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean where you've actually gotten personal.
Yes.
The words is what he threatens.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I will shame you on the air.
Yes, you've never had to resort to that.
It's funny. There's one person who actually he paid yesterday. He was in visiting, and I had no idea it was him because he went by a moniker that I forgot about.
Oh.
So because I went, I'll tell you, it's Birchie. So I said, Birchie, how come you didn't get in the pool? He goes, I'm in. He goes, you didn't. So he goes, yeah, I'm the MF kid. I said, you know what? I have a list of people who hadn't paid, and I was going to say, who is the MF kid? Because you know the Birchie kids.
Yeah.
He calls himself the MF kid.
There you go. All right. So he pays up. Now we're the list is down to four.
I believe it's four, yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
It's good. Yes. Yeah. All right. Enough of that pleasantry crap.
Well, I got one more I want to talk about. Uh-huh. Heather.
Oh, yes.
I know that obviously you were off yesterday.
I was.
You did. It may have been off, but you're never far away from the show. You were contacted via social media about the what happens when you're away.
Well, somebody messaged me and they said, "Are you listening to the show right now?" And I was like, Heck no. I'm not listening to the show. Yes, I am not,
I'm not working.
Stony. No, yes.
I'm not calling in on my walk in Florida.
Exactly.
I can't believe it.
But I asked, well, why, you know, and what are the boys talking about? And they wouldn't tell me. And they said, I'm not going there. You can listen for yourself on the app.
Did you?
I thought, no, I didn't. I was intrigued. But I didn't actually listen. But I heard it was right near Crosstalk. And
well, we tried to go to the news at 9:56 because things got really weird, and Greg actually played it. But then you're like, oh, yeah, Heather's not here.
Yeah. So
that
might have
been the most awkward ever.
Oh, no.
We had athletes such as Dick Trickle.
Oh, yep.
Larry Foote, Jake Butt, Grady Dick. They were the subject of the topic. And I don't know if you can, if you care to guess what the topic may have been.
Well, I'm sure it had something to do with their names or body parts.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Yes. Where's the bell?
Yeah. Yeah, but then it went to another place, and I'm not even, whatever. Go listen to the app.
We're done. Exactly. Listen to the app.
Yeah. We have another team that we're going to come up with, but we'll tell you the name of that team off air.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. All right. Last night at Madison Square Garden, Spartans lose in overtime, as everybody probably knows, 98-93, forgetting who you wanted to win or whatever. It was a unbelievable basketball game. And for those, and I was one who, you know, college basketball this year wasn't that good. A lot of people, you know, I'm not that excited for the tournament. That game last night was epic.
Yep.
And should be remembered for a long time. There was another game last night that was epic as well, but that would be Gonzaga beating UCLA. But Michigan State.
Again?
God. Yes. Gonzaga, UCLA again. Yes. That's at least that's three epic games that they've had.
Well, two years ago, it was the buzzer beater.
Correct.
In our bracket, Jalen Suggs.
Yes.
And now the one last night. So Michigan State's game last night. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If this one had happened before we created our 16 games, would this have been a local one we would have included?
I don't think so, because, I mean, there were individual shots, you know, especially
individual performances, moments.
Yeah, especially the Noel shot off the glass with the clock when he basically fell down. I mean, that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
There were, you know, we'll get into the game. There was that.
There was the I'm going to scream at the coach, the
yes.
alley-oop, slam dunk, reverse.
And I didn't look. Was he asked, or were they asked if that was a plan, or was that just improv?
So what I've seen, the indications was that was not planned.
Yeah.
Tang wanted to call one thing, Noel wanted to call another thing. He sees Johnson flashing right before his eyes and then throws it up.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and they had another great play earlier in the game. I forget who it was. I think it was Johnson inbounded the ball off Malik Hall's ass, and the ball went right by the layup, and that was a great play.
Straight out of the movie Like Mike.
The game was just unbelievable. I mean, look, it sucks that Michigan State lost.
Yeah.
Especially if you're rooting for the Spartans, betting on the Spartans, are a Spartan, whatever. Because offensively, they played really good. I mean, they shot 49%. If you tell me they're going to shoot 49%, get back to shooting 52% from three, they shot 82% from the line. They out-rebounded them by six. They really did a great job on the offensive glass. Kansas State was charged for more fouls, but defensively they couldn't figure out a way to contain Noel where he was going with the ball. I mean, he didn't shoot great. He made some really important shots.
Right. Well, he had 20 points.
But he had 19 assists.
I know, the 19 assists, that's just crazy.
It's unbelievable. And many of them were just unbelievable passes. And this is where you can criticize Michigan State for, if you're going to go for the blame game, so to speak. Their defense, they were mesmerized by him, not letting him, you know, score the ball, so to speak, that they lost their defenders a lot of times, that made some of those really nice-looking passes look easier than they should have been.
Well, it was. If you can take out, you know, the fact that here locally, a lot of people were cheering for the team that lost. If you could take out your personal feelings and you just watch Marquise Noel and the way that he distributed the ball, it was an absolute work of art.
It was.
It was beautiful.
It was
the last time we had somebody that we've watched on a game like that that passed the ball like that.
That's the way. I mean, he scored 20 points, but that's what a point guard's supposed to do.
Right.
Maybe not as flashy, but he was great. And look, on the other side, that's what A.J. Hogard's supposed to do all the time. He was amazing. He showed his toughness. Now, Walker, it is tough to win when your best player doesn't play great. I mean, he made some big shots, you know, at the end of down the stretch in regulation, but he didn't have a great game. It was like, you know, he was from Long Island, the softer side of New York, and Norvell is from, you know, Noel is from Harlem.
Oh, the other side of the tracks? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, he was tougher. And the other kid from Harlem, Masood, out of nowhere, he's making those threes that they never accounted for because he's not a great three-point shooter. It was just a spectacularly coached game offensively. Defensively, you know, if you want to start criticizing Izzo and things like that, that's where you do it. That they didn't do a good job defensively.
You could make that criticism, and trust me, there's when you lose a game, there's plenty to go around.
I know.
But I mean, the way that Noel was playing, the way he was seeing the floor, it's like watching Peyton Manning at the line of scrimmage when he was in his sweet spot and he just absolutely knew what a defense was going to do. Defense couldn't be right.
MSU fans are going to be seeing those baseline cuts in their sleep.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Stoney, I think you hit the one thing if you're going to be critical. You would have taken that performance if I would have told you that all day long.
Yes.
If I told you they'd have scored 82 in regulation, the problem is they gave up 82 in regulation.
Right.
And it goes back to what got them to where they were was better defense. Mm-hmm. And it was just lacking, but there was such greatness and potential fortune. The other team played great, too. And
yes.
This is what I always say. You know, I don't mind losing an instant classic. If you root for that team that loses, it sucks.
Yeah.
But especially, I go back to the Michigan-Ohio State game from 2016. I never blamed the refs. I thought it was inconclusive. There was no ref problem last night. But it was two teams playing great, and my nitpicky thing out of that game was Spate throwing the pass out of the end zone. You know, I just sometimes you got to have a mutual respect for what the other team did.
It was a great game. Both offenses were spectacular. Both defenses, you know, lacked. I mean, Michigan State, I did mention that they, you know, shot 82% from the line, but Malik Hall missed two big free throws. One in regulation and one in overtime. And Hauser early in midway through the second half had a 1-1 and he missed the front end. And you know,
right? But at one point in the game, they were perfect from the line.
Yes,
they?
So pretty close.
See,
I know.
This is like the nitpicking that you're
right,
going.
Exactly.
Both teams played great.
They did. Both teams played spectacular offensive basketball. Now they had problems. Michigan State, their big guys, especially you know the younger guys, you know. Cooper and Kohler, they really didn't do much. Sissoko really didn't have a great game because they got killed. They got exposed defensively. Mm. And that was the story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.